Darling Quarter is getting an eco-friendly makeover this week in a month-long open-air gallery focusing on sustainability. Art for the Planet will showcase a range of eco-art driven to challenge the way we live and features a range of multidisciplinary works. Dean Sewell's photographs of the 2009 dust storm will be part of the exhibition, and he joins you on the line to tell you more. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Savvy. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Now, I remember that 2009 dust storm quite clearly. I woke up quite hungover and just a haze of just red dust across my window. And I was like, oh my God, is the apocalypse here? Where were you when you first saw that dust storm?
I was actually asleep. I was woken up by it. I was living in Torella at the time. I noticed this like intense orange glow. My first thoughts were that the neighbor's house was on fire. Given that the bedroom was facing west.
Mm.
And so I sprung out of bed and across the road and noticed the sky was just glowing orange. It was quite amazing. So I quickly ran outside and thought, well, I've got to do something on this. And I thought, what do I do and where do I go? And I thought, given that it was in Sydney, I really needed to anchor it in the city somewhere, somehow. And normally I would avoid the Sydney Harbour and the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge, all those icons, you know, I'd steer right clear of them. But I thought, at this time, I really had to be in the middle of the city. So I raced into Sydney Harbour that morning.
Yeah. And how was it capturing those images? Because it was like Mad Max had come to Sydney.
It was the most apocalyptic sort of scene I've ever witnessed in the heart of Sydney. The statistics surrounding that dust storm are just mind-boggling. I mean, the CSIRO, their measurements, they were calculating that around 75,000 tonnes of soil were departing the eastern shores of Australia per hour.
Wow.
And a total of, they had around about 16 million tonnes of Australia lost around 16 million tonnes of soil in that couple of days.
That's insane.
I remember, I went to the northern side of the bridge.
Mm.
Now I'm near Kirribilli to shoot back onto the city, and the wind was ferocious. It was, I think the wind speeds were around 90 to 100 kilometres an hour. I think, you know, around that. But I just remember the flags on buildings and were just absolutely just, you know, just flat out, and flag on the bridge and the palm trees underneath the Harbour Bridge were almost sideways.
Mm. And the thing is, the dust storm, it was like a natural, I guess, phenomenon. But what does it mean for the Earth? Because you've never seen it before.
Yeah, well like they said, you know, likewise, they said that Sydney hadn't experienced such an event for around about 70 years. I mean, the last time anything like that would have occurred, I mean, film was black and white. There was probably no colour film around. So I don't think there's any images prior to that sort of 2009 dust storm that showed in colour. Like, it was so long ago. I mean, I traced back. I was, you know, I was intrigued by the amount of, you know, topsoil that was lost. And I traced back a few weeks later. I did a visit. I drove out to the western New South Wales and further into South Australia to look at the lands from where this dirt came from, and which is another image that's also in that series of four images I have in the exhibition. And there's I don't know if you have the image in front of you, but it's a picture of an old little jalopy under the shade of a few trees, and the out in that western region around Broken Hill or Little Topa, where that image was taken, there was no vegetation. The lands were absolutely, you know, like just bare, as bare as I've ever seen, you know, lands in Australia. There was just absolutely zero vegetation. So it was no wonder, with the confluence of climatic conditions that occurred on that, I think it was 22nd September, why so much soil was just, you know, lifted from the lands and taken across the off the eastern coast.
I mean, and it would have affected the farmers so significantly. How long did it take for them to recover?
Well, I think they were in a really extreme drought situation out in those regions, and I did some sheep farmers out there. Their paddocks were all hand feeding sheep. There was nothing for them and for their animals to eat. But I think when rains did come, perhaps 6 or 12 months later, you might remember they were scheduling to shoot the latest in the Mad Max 4, I think, out there, which would have looked really good. But the rains that did come turned the area into an oasis again. So brought back all the, I mean, these cycles do sort of occur, and when rains do come, you get all that vegetation comes back. So that forced the production of that, I think, what, Mad Max 4 to relocate overseas.
There you go. But so it did happen 8 years ago. God, I can't believe it was 8 years ago that dust storm happened.
Yeah.
Have people forgotten about it? Do we need to be reminded about it?
I think we constantly need to be reminded about these sorts of things. I think it's long past most people's imaginations. Constant reminders have to be, particularly for people in the cities, because I think living, particularly urban types, I guess consider these sorts of events that don't really impinge upon them. Mm. So I think it's a really good image to throw back up there, particularly, like you said, 8 years later, just as a reminder that just because you live in a city doesn't mean you're immune from, issues around, climate change.
Mm. As you mentioned, we are very separated from it, and that was a timely reminder. How do you challenge the way that we live through this exhibition, and what can we do change the way we live?
Well, I think, I think it's really good that it is a public exhibition. I think it's, exhibitions like that, public exhibitions are very democratic. I think a lot of people, particularly with art that ends up in institutions and so forth, I think a lot of people are, persuaded from sort of entering into, bigger, stuffy sort of institutions and private galleries. So the fact that it's a public exhibition, I think, is really good and allows people the time and gives them a moment of pause to, I guess, sit down and reflect, on sort of the issues that face them.
Very true. Well, Dean, thank you so much for chatting to us here today. We can't wait to see your full set of photos at Darling Harbour. Kicks off this Monday, if I'm correct?
That's right, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Dean, thank you again for chatting to us here on So Hot Right Now.
Great. Thank you, Sophie.